Well, I suppose that's good news. Yeah, just pulling in the yard here. And it kind of feels like a late day for me. I guess it is, really. But yeah, anyway, that's all I wanted. But hey, I have a plan for the Zygoo X6100. It does not support CTCSS tone, and I don't know if I told you this, but the N9IAA repeater, 6 meter repeater, is potentially back on the air. Potentially, it has issues, but potentially it's fully functional. I have been trying to key it up with 100 watts on my random wire, and I'm about 5 miles away from the repeater as the crow flies, and I'm only getting it to key up like once every four keys. So like out of desperation, I'd key, say my call sign, key again, say my call sign again, and I noticed that about once every four times it would key up. And then if I would key up again while the repeater was open, it would stay open, right? So then I'd key and unkey, and it would be open still. And then I'd key and unkey, and it'd still be open, right? The squelch tail or whatever you want to call it after the repeater unkeys, the courtesy silence. Anyway, KI9NG.
Yeah, you and I talked about that a little bit, and not all of those SDR radios have all those extra features that they put in, the Kenwood Yaesu ICOM kind of rig. And depending on how you're getting into it, there are solutions. There are software solutions that can be done. One of the things that I hadn't looked into much, though, because those are SDRs, but apparently, they have their own stuff, internal software. But I always wondered and I'm still looking to see, is there anyone who's making or looking to make radios like that, like they do with the Hermes? But, and I don't know if the Hermes, I'm going to ask my buddy that has a Hermes, he's been running Hermes for a long time, to say, hey, does it have CL tones in the software? I'm thinking it probably does.
Hi, Bill.